Yeah, is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Patrick.
Good. Hey, Emma, we never got back in contact yesterday afternoon. I know you're pretty busy with the kids and whatnot.
What? Got yourself stuck again. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I run the business out of home.
Yeah, no worries on that. Just wanted to, you know, follow up and get that all taken care of. So I know you're looking to bring on some capital.
Yeah, my only concern is the rates versus the payback.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if I told you I tried to do the funding about a year ago with, I think, Ignite, and I didn't really like his terms. I mean, I got approved and everything,
mm-hmm.
but I ended up not signing and taking his funding because I didn't like the terms. It was...
You said that was with Ignite?
Yeah.
What kind of... Do you still remember what kind of approval you got from them?
No, but I know I still have the email.
I mean, yeah, do you maybe have, like, any idea of what it was specifically you didn't like on it? Was it, like, too short of terms? Was the rate too high? Payment? I mean, what was it about it that you didn't like?
That it reminded me of it reminded me too much of the payday loans I used to do.
Oh, so it was, daily payments?
Yes, it was. So, see, the payday loans were weekly payments, but... Yeah, now that you remind me, yes. I know I had to go in there and look at it, but yeah, we didn't like the term and the rates and the payback fees, so we're like, no thanks.
No, I understand. I mean, it's always good to, you know, have options like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of approval did you get? Like, how much was the amount?
I don't remember.
Okay, and then I think I remember correctly, yesterday when we spoke, you said you'd be looking about, was it 40 or 50K, or?
Good, how are you?
About 50,000. I want some working capital.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm looking to grow.
Right. What specifically would you be using the money for, too? And, I mean, what kind of return are you going to be getting on that?
What I would be using the money for would be to purchase more trailers, like 18-wheel trailers, okay, I'm sorry. I don't understand what it is you want. Give me a moment.
Oh, you're fine. All right, you're fine. No worries.
So I would be using it to buy more equipment and then signing on owner-operators that already have their own tractor. I'm a motor carrier with my own authority.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can book loads, and the goal is to get on a few more owner-operators and buy a piece of property where I can put up a small mechanic shop and a yard where they can park the trailers and their tractors when they come into town for home time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know $50,000, you know, when it comes to a piece of property is not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it could help with a down payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
But look, last year my revenues were $330,000 on two tractors and two reefer units.
Okay.
No, I take it back. That was two tractors and one reefer unit and loadout trailers, where I'd pick up somebody's trailer they need moved, and they'd allow me to load it with freight. So I ended up not having to rent a trailer. Now, earlier this year, I did buy a second one, so I haven't had to use that loadout. So I'm expecting my revenues to be higher than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because having my own trailer means no deadlines on returning the trailer.
Right.
No deadhead to try to pick up another trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, that was on two drivers constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I've had two drivers for most of the year. I've had a couple of lapses, but for most of the year I've had a second driver in the truck. My fiance drives one of the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
He takes like a week off once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting my revenues by the end of this year to be higher than they were last year.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys tracking for this year, if you wouldn't mind me asking real quick?
Well, I'm looking at probably my revenues being about $350,000 to $400,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already done rough calculations of what they're possibly going to be by the end of this year.
Oh, it's fine.
So somewhere in the $350,000 to $400,000 ballpark.
Okay.
Now, if you take that and you divide it by the two trucks, and say I do have $400,000 in revenue by two trucks, that's $200,000 per truck.
Mm-hmm.
So the expected annual income per truck is $200,000. So for every owner operator I get leased on, that's another $150,000 to $200,000 in revenue a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking at, you know. And then if I have a shop where they can go in and take it to a mechanic, you know, the mechanic would be able to work on it, and cost of repairing truck and trailers would be minimal to me and the owner operators. Of course, the owner operators are going to own their own trucks. They're responsible for those. But I'm still responsible for maintaining, you know, the expenses and repairs on the trailers. They're my equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to increase my revenue while decreasing my outgoing.
Your expenses?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. No, it's fine. I mean, sounds like you've got it all figured out there, too. It's a, you know, pretty good plan you've got.
Yeah, now if I could just write it down on a piece of paper, I'd be good to go. But actually, I think you just helped me start writing up my business plan.
It's always got to start somewhere, right?
Right. Yeah, this is the one thing that kept me from going to the Small Business Association a couple of years ago. I went and met with them, and they wanted me to get a business plan. Well, I didn't really have much of a business plan then, but
mm-hmm.
now I kind of do. But getting it put down in words can be a little – it's always been tricky for me.
I go through the same problems.
I always hated writing essays in school.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, no worries on that. We're not going to, you know, require a business plan or, you know, any formal, you know, calculations, anything like that for you. So a few different, you know, things I'd like to kind of go over real briefly, though. Have you financed any of the equipment that you've brought on? Or have you guys just been...
Four of the five pieces of equipment that I now own are financed.
Okay, and who are you going with through on those?
One of them is through Schneider out of California.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is with Daimler Chrysler, and two of them are with Falcon Leasing.
Falcon, you said?
Falcon.
Okay.
Bird.
Yeah.
Okay. The equipment with Daimler Chrysler should be paid off in February.
Okay.
And one piece of equipment with Falcon should be paid off March, April. So I'm less than 6 months away from paying off two pieces of equipment.
Okay, and how about the one with Schneider?
It turns out they swindled me. They got me on a 4-year term. So, I still got another year and 4 months to pay off that one. And then I got a balloon payment at the end.
Right.
When that tractor had a major breakdown last summer, I found out just how badly they swindled me. I mean, the guy was the guy who got me into this. He was good, man. He knew just exactly what to say, and we asked all the right questions, and he had all the right answers.
Yeah, that does, you know, tend to happen sometimes. What I was going to say was, though, we do finance equipment over here on our side as well. You know, that actually was our bread and butter before we started getting into this capital side of it. We've been around for, you know, almost 15 years now, you know, going on 15, pretty credible. You know, have a lot of experience and whatnot. But we actually started with the equipment. So those are our secure loans. You know, a lot of times with the capital, you know, it is unsecured cash. So, you know, it is going to be more expensive. You know, there's no collateral on that. We're not going to come, you know, take the business or your house, you know, if you didn't, you know, pay on that. With the equipment, though, it is going to be a lot cheaper. You know, the equipment is the collateral. It is the secured loan. So, you know, just kind of wanted to throw that out there for the equipment, anything in the future that you might be looking to bring on. And I know also with that $50K that you were looking to bring on now and those trailers you said you were looking to bring on, that might even be a cheaper option if you wanted to finance that through the equipment. And then we can still kind of go ahead and we have multiple programs. So I can go ahead and, you know, see if we can get you some capital as much as we can, whatever, $50K. And then also we could do that equipment if you wanted to do that too, because that would kind of, you know, if that kind of makes sense to you, that would be a lot cheaper option for the trailers. That way you're not going
right.
taking on the unsecured loan, you know, to pay for those trailers when that's going to be, you know,
right.
more expensive in the long
my
run.
My biggest problem that I have to swallow is when I bring on another owner-operator, because of my insurance, I'm looking at a down payment for each owner-operator that comes on. I have to cover them with my cargo and liability, and I'm looking at a $2,500 down payment per owner-operator that comes on for an annual insurance rate.
Oh, wow. And you said you were looking to bring on how many more? Two more, right?
Well, at the moment, I just need one more because I've got three trailers. I've already got two trucks running, so I now have an empty trailer that we just picked up. So we had no idea what condition what it was in and what kind of service it needed. But within a month, I'd like to get on another owner operator.
Okay, so you'd be looking to bring all this on pretty soon then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we do work very fast over here too. So, you know, one of our, you know, definite bonuses that we have over here with us.
Go ahead. You mentioned the financing the equipment. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The tractor we have leased over at the Schneider, we're looking at the possibility of possibly refinancing that.
Mm-hmm.
To get it out of there, because we actually want to purchase the vehicle, and they've got it on some lease. It's like a lease to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they wrote it up, it's not a purchase like the one I have with Falcon. That's an actual purchase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, with Schneider, they made it sound really, really cool, especially when it comes to taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lease to buy that has the balloon payment at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a major breakdown. I mean, we're talking at $13,000 to repair it.
Wow.
Because one gear chipped a couple of teeth.
Right.
And of course, it was the dealership in another state, and they had us by the balls, and they knew it, and only to find out when they pulled it apart, we looked at it, and it was like, oh, well, it didn't go out. It chipped some teeth. It's not actually missing teeth, so I could have drove it back home where my mechanic could have fixed it for a lot cheaper. I know, because we've had him do it. And
yeah.
He charges us like $3,000 to replace a head and the head gasket and the bull gear and a couple of injectors. $3,000
mm-hmm.
for a half an engine overhaul.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
$3,000.
Yeah, that's some crap right there. I bet that
we finally got the leasing company to agree to extend us the extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they required collateral for it. So my fiance gave his tractor title to them for the financing. We still owe like $5,000 on that.
Well, was that the same one with Schneider, correct? Just making sure we're on the same page here.
Schneider. Yeah.
Wow.
So we're looking at the possibility of trying to find a refi for that tractor.
Mm-hmm.
That pays off the loan on Schneider and gives us back our title on the other tractor, because we're still up in the air on what we want to do with the other tractor. But with them holding the title, you know, our options are limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we can, you know, I'd love to look into that. We do, you know, equipment refi. That is,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just really depends on the situation. I know a lot of times, you know, that is kind of a gray area with us, because a lot of times on those equipment too, you know, if we refi, it's not going to be, you know, too significant of a difference. But with that situation in, you know, the title, the whole thing like that you just described, we might be able to make something happen with that.
At this point, I wouldn't mind refining, because the original purchase price of the tractor is $45,000.
Uh-huh.
The current balance on both titles.
Uh-huh.
It's in September was $26,000.
Okay, and that was in September?
Okay, that was in September. So I wouldn't mind refinancing it. Yes, I know I'd end up paying a little bit longer, but for a lower payment would be great, because of that balance, I've got a $1,500 payment every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I know compared to a new tractor, that's like piddly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new tractor payments are like $4,000 a month.
Right, right.
Enough to make your eyes bug out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I could, I mean, that's something I'm interested in doing. If I can get that refinanced for like $30,000 so that
mm-hmm.
I have like an extra $5,000 in my pocket cushion in case something else happens.
Right, right.
And then it frees up, well, at least, it gets me away from Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hope is to get the other title back in my hand. Pay them off financing just one tractor, not two.
Mm-hmm. Right, I gotcha.
Give me a moment. I'm getting a call from one of my drivers.
Oh, you're fine. All right. You're fine. So I'll go ahead and move along, though. One of our other factors that we do have over here is credit. You know, how would you rate your personal credit?
Well, my personal credit score is like 633 at the moment.
Okay. Did you have that checked pretty recently?
Yeah. I've got LifeLock because I had somebody spamming my phone number and my email. So
I signed
up for LifeLock a couple of years ago.
Nice.
So, and then I get a monthly credit report from
right.
So that was reported in September is what
okay.
my credit score
cool.
was.
And
I know it's not the greatest, but I know that they base it on my outstanding balances
mm-hmm.
versus my income. But you know, if my outstanding balances are $60,000, but my annual my annual revenues is over $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've been a little late on a couple of payments, but I've always tried to make it before that 10-day late consideration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although there have been a couple of times in the last couple of years I kind of missed it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens too. Everybody's human.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, are you the 100% owner for you guys too? Does your fiance have any ownership as well, or is it just you?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But see, that's the other problem is every time they look up my company, his old company shows up. But his old company is out of business. What he did, basically, is he sold his company to me, and I started it up with a similar name at the same address. So it gets kind of confusing for some people, and they get all jittery, and they start backing away from it. But it's just like, okay, first off, he never had an EMC number. He's been shut down for 4 years.
I was just going to ask, how long...
Sorry,
were...
I did,
Go ahead, Terry.
I don't have a CDL, and I didn't have any business credit when we bought those trucks. So I was kind of, whoever would give me financing for those trucks was a very narrow window because I didn't own a CDL myself.
Right, right.
And, of course, having, you know, my personal credit was, it was okay. It was, like, on the low side, it was, like, $650.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no business credit.
Right,
so
right.
My options were limited. I jumped to the chance of whoever would give me financing on.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I understand completely.
And those payments have never been late because they get automatically drawn from my account.
Mm-hmm. That's how ours would be, too. They're, you know, automatically deducted. And that kind of brings me back to originally when we were talking about with Ignite and you didn't like their daily withdrawals and whatnot. Would you be looking more towards, like, weekly payments then? Or because typically with the capital, just kind of break it down with you, payments are for the capital programs daily, weekly, monthly, but typically with first-time customers, they're limited to just the daily and weekly. I could go ahead and make a note and try and get you on the weekly, but the only...
I'd be okay with the weekly. I prefer the monthly, but I understand being a new customer. I'd be okay with the weekly.
The other thing I was just going to say, too, it's kind of just almost a misunderstanding on, you know, it's just kind of a different way to look at it. So, and this kind of brings me back, too, to, you know, everything with Schneider and, you know, Falcon, how with the prepayment, we actually have rewards over here with us. So we have prepayment discounts. If you want to, you know, pay stuff off early, we're going to give you a discount on that. And initially, about halfway through your initial loan, you're actually eligible for more money and longer terms, and we forgive the interest that you already have on that current loan with us. And that's, you know, one of our programs that's very exclusive to, you know, our industry completely. So, you know, very, you know, one of our very nice things over here that we have with us. Other than that, I was just going to say, with the payment program, if you even wanted to, at the start of the month, say, you could pay your whole month, whatever, you know, the term, whatever payment, if you wanted to go ahead and get a whole month taken care of, paid in advance, you go ahead and do that. If not, then it would just be, you know, taking out daily, weekly, you know, whatever terms that you are agreed on. So, you know, it's just kind of a different way to look at it. So then,
what kind of interest rates are we talking about?
It really depends. You know, like I said, too, we do have a few different programs. You know, I've gathered, you know, quite a few pieces of information from you about the business. You know, time in business is another one of our factors. You said you've been since about 2012. Is that when you started up? Is that correct?
January of 2012.
Okay.
So almost nice. 5 years.
Yeah, almost 5 years then. Okay, but yeah, I mean, other than that, they do vary. Like I was saying, too, with the unsecured versus secured loans, capital versus equipment, the capital is going to be a little more expensive. We break it down. They're short-term business loans, so, you know, the terms are going to be anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. Typically, with first-time customers, too, you're more eligible. They more qualify for around 18 months-ish, but it also depends on what it is you're looking for. What we do is we go ahead and we approve you for the longest amount and longest term possible, and then we kind of put the ball in your court and let you decide on, you know, what it is you want to do. So if you wanted one that was like a three-month loan, we can go ahead and, you know, work it that way. If you wanted it to be a longer, we could do it that way too. So, you know, we do have a few different options. And then along with that, just the capital is going to be a little more expensive because basically it is unsecured cash. So, you know, we're not going to track that. It's literally money that goes into your guys' account. If you wanted to, you know, take it all and go to Mexico and spend it all in a day, go ahead and do it. We, you know, we're not going to go ahead and take your house as long as, you know, you're making payments, whatever. It's not like a line of credit or anything that's going to be traced, like, you know, with a bank or anything like that. So just kind of keep that in mind. It is a little more expensive. But also with that, too, we do have a lot of advantages with those programs, like I mentioned, on the prepayment discounts. So if you even wanted to go ahead and basically make it a monthly payment term, you can go ahead and pay it at the start of each month, get that discount, and then halfway through, actually I think it's even about 33% of the way through, you're eligible to refinance that, get the whole interest forgave on that previous one, and go ahead and get more money at longer terms and whatnot too. So we are you know, a relationship-based bank, and we do get a lot of customers that are renewals. So, you know, especially with situations like yours, you're looking to grow, you know, you have a great business plan that you've mentioned to me, you know, it does sound, you know, ideal for the programs that we have and offer here. And then the equipment on the other end, you know, is a lot secured, you know, cheaper rates and whatnot because it is, you know, typical equipment loans. So,
Okay.
Another one of the questions I had for you, though, have you looked anywhere else for financing on these? Have you maybe, like, gone to the local bank out there, or?
No, not yet. Yes, I haven't. I mean, I did call my own institution this morning and ask them about funding and capital and...
No, that's fine.
And of course, theirs is like 3 to 4 weeks. It takes 3 to 4 weeks to approve.
Oh, geez. Okay.
3 to 4 week process. Well, I've got to go through the Small Business Loan Association, Association and all that. But, you know, ultimately, I know that would be the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, I'm looking for a more immediate funding.
You know, and that, like I was just mentioning with us too, we do work very fast over here. I'll go ahead and email you over the applications and everything that it is that we need. Once I get everything back, though, we can get you an answer within about 24 hours. So we work very fast over here too. And, you know, I know that it's already Wednesday, but, you know, say I got this back later today, we do have programs that are even eligible for online checkout. I'm not sure, like, what it is you'll be eligible for, just hypothetically speaking. If you really wanted to, you know, put the ball, you know, move forward on this, we could, you know, maybe even get this funded by Friday, just hypothetically speaking. You know, saying, you know, you liked what we got and whatnot too, but we do work very fast over here too. So that leads me to your email. What's the best email for you, Jennifer?
The best email for me would be finance at rival rival. The minus sign. Trucking.com.
Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and shoot it over. Give me about 5 or 10 minutes. I know you've got a lot going on, but along with the application, I'll shoot you the equipment and capital one if you want to go ahead and fill them both out, whatever, or if, you know, we want to just go ahead and move forward with the capital, because I know that's kind of the priorities from, you know, the conversation we've had. But if, you know, I'll go ahead and shoot them both over. Along with that, all it is that we really need is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements from you guys, so we can see the health and everything of the business, and then a copy of the most recent tax return, so we can get the ownership breakdown. But that's really it. You know, we're not going to need your business plan or, you know, anything like that. Once you get everything back, though, I can get an answer roughly in about 24 hours of getting everything submitted. So we do work very fast over here. All right, Jennifer, I'll shoot over the email. Give me about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I guess I'll keep my eye out for that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, just give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, have a good rest of your day. Yep.